Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell along with Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys, and we do the show to teach you, to educate you, to give you a level playing field with the insurance company who is going to try to beat your claim, defeat your claim, reduce your claim, mitigate your claim, and pay you nothing or next to nothing. You need to know what we teach you every week. You know what? You can listen to our audio part of our show. You can watch the video part of our show. It's all done for you. We're here to give you information. We've been doing it for a very long time, and clients really appreciate it. People really appreciate it because these are a lot of things you don't know. You don't really read about them. You don't learn about them. You don't know about them. But I guarantee you one thing, the insurance company who's going to try to beat you and your claim knows about it, and they use it. And today we're talking about surveillance. Can they really do that? We'll get to that in just a second. Anytime you know, you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. You can find all kinds of information about all the work that we do. We do car accident cases all over the state of Colorado, big ones, medium ones, small ones. We got an office in Greenwood Village, Denver, and Steamboat Springs, and we go all over the state of Colorado. We also do workers' compensation cases if you're an injured worker, and we've done shows on that as well. And so that you can go there and you can learn about that. You can always call us, and you can come in for a free initial consultation, which includes our free legal game plan. We've trademark protected this game plan. We put Brad and I, my over 30 years plus experience each, into this legal game plan to give you the information you need. This legal game plan is tailored to your case, your conditions, your injuries, and what's better than that? You know, if you're hit by a drunk driver, different legal game plan. If you're hit by a texting driver, which you need to find out about, and we've done shows on, different legal game plan. If you've been rear-ended, that's different legal game plan than if you've been T-boned in an intersection. The liability part of it has its own own game plan. How your damages are, or do you need surgery? That's a different legal game plan. All of it comes together. All of it is put together for you to give you the edge in your claim. Because the insurance company on the other side of this case, we've said many times, Brad and I've said many times, it's just an ordinary day for them when you have an accident. It's not an ordinary day for you. You're not educated. You're not trained, probably, in all of these areas, but they are. And they try to take advantage of you. So, and you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, or you go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Okay, today we're talking about surveillance. Brad, so let's use our typical example of a motor vehicle accident. That's our typical example. There's other kinds of surveillance. And let's address first the question of, you know, people ask us all the time, well, can they do that? Can they really, really do that? That's an invasion of my privacy.
Well, they can. There's limitations on what they can do, of course. And so you can't, you can assert some rights to privacy. You have to think about whether or not you have an expectation of privacy. And also, to the extent that they're invading what you may not think is an expectation of privacy, there are different factors considered. But they can do surveillance. And for all of you sitting around thinking, well, surveillance means, you know, should I look over my shoulder and see if somebody's watching me? There's a lot more to surveillance than just whether or not somebody's watching you individually. Now, that is an important aspect and is done quite often. But there, believe me, from the minute you actually file a claim, you're probably being and having some type of surveillance or search done that's going to that the insurance company is going to try to do to adversely affect your claim.
You know, you have to understand what the surveillance is, and we're going to try to teach you today. It's a big subject. It's a large subject. And, you know, a general rule is if you have a smaller case, which are very important, usually, not always, usually they don't do surveillance, but you can't count on that. You need to know what your rights are. You need to know what they're going to do, what they're not going to do. I think people, Brad, think about surveillance as cameras following you, filming you, which is true, which is part of the whole project, and we're going to cover that today as well. But there's another part of surveillance that's very, very important. And so before, if you've been injured in an accident, before you file a claim, before you even, maybe the insurance company makes you file a lawsuit, which we've talked about before, then they call you greedy, then they call your attorneys greedy. But they made you file the lawsuit. You know, the typical example there is you got $30,000 in medical bills, which they're supposed to pay for, and they give you an offer of $16,000, take it or leave it. You file the lawsuit, they call you greedy. We've covered that in a different show. But on this situation, they start doing investigation or surveillance way before they even do the formal filming. You know, they do background checks and property record checks. Brad, let's talk about that a minute.
Sure. The beginning part is that they're going to pull certain documents, and they're going to pull information, and that goes back to what we do in our office, where we're very, very, very concerned for our clients about what kind of information is going to be given to the other side in the case and how it's going to be used. Who's going to use it, where it's going to go, is it going to be put into an index, is it going to be put into a bureau, is it going to be put into somewhere where it can be used again in the future. And we do that because we are very much aware of the fact that people are sometimes have a second accident. They have sometimes have something else that comes up where there's a question mark about whether or not they have a history, and the history is going to be explored. So you have to be very careful. And so when the insurance companies get involved, usually the first thing they're going to do is they're going to go pull certain information, credit bureau information, to the extent they can get health records. They're going to go to the MIB. We've talked about that before.
Right.
They're going to go to ISO. We've talked about that before. They're going to go to all these different places and get this information that they can, get whatever information they can about you to start setting the stage of what kind of history you have and whether they can diminish your claim.
Right. So before they ever get to the formal filming of you, and then we're going to talk about that today, and how they do it and why they do it and can they do it, yes, they can. The rule there is they can basically film you in any public place. They consider your yard to be a public place, so do the court. They consider the your driveway, your sidewalk. They cannot film you inside your house. They usually cannot film you inside a business, but they can do that. But before they ever get to that, they check the social media sites, which we're going to talk about. Just to understand, they do a thorough background check on you. They want to know who you are. Can they go talk to your neighbors? Let's talk about that, Brad. We've had people saying, well, somebody's over here talking to me. They filed an injury claim. They're talking to my neighbors wondering what I do, and am I doing anything inconsistent with my claimed injuries?
Oh, absolutely. They're going to talk to neighbors. They may talk to coworkers. If they see you go to normal places, regular places all the time, they may go try and talk to the people that you might be encountering, where you go buy your daily cup of coffee or where you go buy your daily breakfast or lunch. They very often will go try and talk to those people. They'll always ask those people to keep it quiet. You'd be surprised how many of them will not tell you they've been approached, they've been interviewed, and they're getting whatever information they can. That information is more than just tell me if Joe or John or Mary is a good person, or just tell me if you like him. They get down to some specific information. What can you tell me about? Have they talked about going on trips? Have they talked about what they like to do for fun? Have they talked about whether or not they've been up skiing? Have they talked about whether or not they've been bike riding, or if they've been to the sand dunes? Or they ask them, have they been on vacations? Have you seen them gone for a week? Did you see them in here limping? Did you see them in here in pain? Did you see them not being able to do things? Because they try and get as much information as they can that's going to allow them to put together a picture that you're not hurt.
You know, and you might be asking yourself, what's the big deal? I mean, who cares? It's a huge deal. We care. You should care if you're injured. You should know about these rules. And obviously, we can't cover every rule and every principle in today's show. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. And anytime, anywhere, just go to championsofthepeople.com. It doesn't matter if it's your desktop, your phone, your tablet. It doesn't matter. It's all there for you. It's convenient. It's fast. And it's easy. The point I want to make, though, Brad, is, you know, and people do say, well, what difference does it make? And they're talking to my neighbors. And what are they trying to prove? What they're trying to prove by the surveillance, and it's not just surveillance by filming you, which we're trying to tell you about today. What they're trying to prove is that you are claiming injuries of some kind, back injury, neck injury, shoulder injury. They're trying to prove that you are seen, or the neighbors see you doing things that are inconsistent with your claimed injuries. Now, mind you, maybe you might have a back problem, and maybe you can bend over. Maybe you can be in the yard and pick up something off the yard, and you still have the back injury, but it looks like on the film and to your neighbors that you have no problem whatsoever. That's what they want, because they're not after this truth of this situation. They're after trying to catch you in doing something inconsistent with your claimed injuries. You know, Brad, so that's why they talk to the neighbors. They do They do divorce records, see if you've been divorced. They talk to your ex-spouse. Was he or she really injured? And so that's a huge part of this whole thing.
Well, and you want to be careful about this, too, because you know, when you start thinking about where your privacy is and where it isn't and what they're watching, we can talk about what happens when we get digital photography and people manipulating the photography. You know, that basically, nowadays, really, it takes about $100 worth of equipment, and somebody can change about just about and access to the PC, a personal computer, where they're going to be able to change the photographs or manipulate those photographs to make them look like something's happening when it's not. When you're out in your backyard, Gary, you mentioned that, you have to realize you probably don't have an expectation of privacy. There's a lot of different positions taken by different courts throughout the country right now as far as when and where your expectation of privacy occurs and when companies can use what we call enhanced cameras. Can they use the cameras that can focus in and can the long-range cameras, can they use those? In Massachusetts, believe it or not, they've said that even in your own home, if you've left the shades open, if you've left the blinds open or the curtains open, and somebody can easily look inside and see what you're doing, you have no expectation of privacy of what you're doing in your home. Now, no, they've drawn a fine line in saying, well, we're not going to allow you to, we're going to allow people look into the home and see what you're doing and take photographs of that. But if they use an enhanced camera to zero in and focus in more thoroughly inside the window of your home, then they can't do that. So, you know, basically, we're talking about money here, and money is very important to insurance companies. And I can tell you right now, if they can find any way, they can use a way to attack you to get information, to get video, to get pictures, to get something on you. They're going to stretch it as far as they can to try and attack.
Right. And so, you know, as we said earlier, they're going to get into Facebook. We got a break coming up, but we're going to cover more about Facebook after the break. But just understand what they're trying to show is to show you doing something inconsistent with your claimed injuries. And you might say, well, I still have a back problem. Yes, I can bend over. It may not look like it hurts, but it's killing me. And I can only bend over a certain way, and I have to use certain body mechanics to do that. They don't care about that. They're going to film you, and if they can get what they want, and you need to understand the rules, then they're going to try to use it against you. Okay, you're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. Today we're talking about surveillance. You can listen to any of our shows. You can watch our shows on YouTube. You can watch them on our podcasts on our website as well, championsofthepeople.com. Our telephone number is 303-795-5900. We are injury attorneys. We're here for you, and we are your champions of the people.
For an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookie's. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookie's. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason, we champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. for a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. We have over 30 years experience each helping individuals put their lives back together again. We can help you anytime. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900. Offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. We do car crash cases, truck cases, motorcycle crashes, big ones, medium ones, small ones. It doesn't matter. We represent workers and workers' compensation cases, injured workers, and we've done it for years. And we'd be glad to help you put your life back together again. You can have a free initial consultation with us when you receive your free legal game plan tailored to your case, your needs, your medical condition, your type of accident. Put our experience to work for you. Today we're talking about surveillance. Can they do that? Yes. Are there certain limits and parameters? Yes. We can't cover them all on this show. But Brad is almost a virtual expert at this Facebook subject that we're going to talk about next. So let's talk about Facebook, Brad. And people think, well, they get on my Facebook, and can they do that? Well, yes, they can do that. Do they do that? Yes. But more importantly, Brad, you just finished a jury trial. And let's talk about how Facebook fits into this, especially when they want to find out what activities you are doing or your family's doing or your friends are doing.
Sure. And it's really very interesting. But you have to consider right now that especially once a complaint is filed, the lawsuit is started, that they're going to take your plaintiff, whoever the person is, the injured person, and they're going to start looking at all their family members. And they're going to take every single one of their family members. And we try very hard in our law firm, in our cases, to stop inappropriate access into somebody's Facebook. We usually tell our clients, get off Facebook. We tell them to quit talking about and quit showing what they're doing on Facebook. That they don't want to be giving this information out. If they are on Facebook, they've got to make sure they don't let anybody else friend them. They don't let anybody else get into their Facebook. But the problem you get is that you can't control everybody that deals with Facebook that may be a family member. In a particular case, I had the woman was hurt in an accident, in a couple of accidents, actually. She was hurt. We were planning on calling the husband to testify with respect to the case. And one of the insurance defense lawyers said, I wouldn't let that husband come within 100 miles of the courtroom. And you know, you're going, okay, how does he know about the husband? How does he know what he's like? How does he know what he's all about? And you come to find out that it was all Facebook. And he was looking at the husband's Facebook to get an idea what the husband's about, obviously giving them some impression what they felt the wife was about, but also with regard to his beliefs, what would trigger him on the witness stand, what would make him look bad to a jury, because if the husband looks bad, it may rub off on the wife, to get an idea what the husband and wife are doing. If the husband puts on the Facebook where I'm headed for a 3-day vacation in Durango to ride the train, that you can pretty much bet that the insurance company is giving a lot of consideration to whether or not they're going to have cameras down there. They're going to have some secret surveillance to see if the husband shows up with the wife and they go together. So they get an idea of what your client's doing by finding out what the family's doing, kids' Facebooks, aunts, uncles, anybody who's involved. You know, it's funny, Gary, I sit sometimes next to my wife and we watch a little bit of TV at night.
Right.
And she'll be going through her Facebook and I'll see these pictures come up and this stuff come up and go, who's that? Who's that? And her answer is, I don't know. She says, the friend of a friend of a friend on Facebook put that on there and they're saying what they're saying and it pops up on hers. And right. She just runs right through it like it doesn't mean anything.
Well, let me ask you a question, a rhetorical question to everybody watching this is, can an insurance adjuster friend you on Facebook? Is that proper? Is that legal? There's all kinds of court issues and decisions on this, so you probably need to visit with an attorney on these very specific subjects. Point is, they're after your Facebook. Point is, how do they find you if they're going to do surveillance? The point is, a good way to find you, if you put on your Facebook, or your family does, or your husband does, or your wife does, that we're going to, Brad's example, to Durango, or we're going to go next week to California, We're going to drive here. Or we're going to the lake this weekend. What lake? And we're going, and then we're going to post pictures about it. They want those pictures. They want to try to prove something's inconsistent with what you're claiming. And I just explained to you earlier in the show, they're trying to prove that you're claiming an injury, let's say, to your low back, and you were using your low back, and you didn't look like, it didn't appear like you were injured. But you are. And so they're going to say, well, your records say low back, but here you are on film doing X, Y, Z. And that's how this thing works, and that's what they're after. So Facebook, we can't even touch the surface on that subject. It's very important. They want to get on there and see what pictures you've got. Maybe you posted something. Maybe your family posted something. Very important. And so we're going to have to move on to another subject. But if you want more details, you can come visit us. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. Okay, Brad, let's switch gears just a little bit. Let's go into, how do they do surveillance? They do maybe at depositions, maybe at what they call these so-called independent medical examinations, IMEs, and so they find you, and then they start filming you.
Right, and we face this quite often. And once again, you're looking at a situation where it says they know where you're going to be. They know where you're headed out to. They know what you're going to be doing, where you're going to be leaving. So quite often, they'll try and pick you up as far as, okay, we know they're coming to a deposition at 9 o'clock at the attorney's office. So we know more than likely they're going to be leaving their home somewhere between 8 and 8:30. They have somebody outside watching them to see how they go get in the car, how they drive to the office. They wait until the deposition is over. They pick them up coming out of the office. They surveil them, or they have them on camera all the way back home or all the way back to where they go. The IME, the surveillance can be even more what I would call sneaky. It may or may not be on a camera, but you've got a doctor who, with a nurse in the room who examines you and turns away to write notes and records and is watching out of the corner of his eye, or has the nurse watching to see how you act when you're getting off the table or when you're doing different things. And don't think that's not intentionally set up. It is most intentional. They intend to try to get you when you're going to be least expecting it, or when you feel you might be safe, or when you might not be thinking about it.
Yeah, so walk into this doctor's office. They're so-called independent medical examinations. That's what they call it, independent. It's not independent at all. It's very biased. We've done shows on that about these doctors that work solely for insurance companies, and you don't know who they are, and they get paid not hundreds of thousands but millions of dollars to give report after report saying you're not injured, this person's not injured, it's not that bad, it's not permanent, et cetera. So you need to watch or listen to our shows on independent medical examinations, but today we're talking about surveillance. You know, another subject, Brad, is that we said that they're looking for something inconsistent. They even have different techniques today. They have a two-car technique called evasive surveillance, where one car will follow you for a little bit, they'll pull off, another one will pick up the pace and follow you. And anytime you can do this, you can call the police anytime. You don't have to feel stalked. They have to tell people, if the police come, they have to tell who they are and what they're doing. So that's a safeguard for you. The other thing is, you say, well, they can't. I live on a farm, for example, and they can't get out there. Well, no, they have equipment. They can fly model airplanes, drones, over your farm. And so you need to understand what they're doing. Sounds like a pretty ugly business that they're spying on you. But rather, they try to defeat your claim, and that's exactly how they go about it.
Right, and I know you're saying, well, wait a minute, whoa. If in fact we're doing something that's inconsistent, or that is we shouldn't be doing, or we claim we can't do because of the injury, then maybe we deserve to get caught. Why would we worry about surveillance if we're being honest, and we're being truthful, and we're not having a problem? Well, it's not quite worked out that way. They'll put together a clip. They'll surveil you for 40 hours, for 50 hours. They'll have that much surveillance on you. And then they'll come in with a 2-minute clip or a 3-minute clip where they've put together all the different things you've done. It makes it very hard to address it because they've got this clip of showing all these things. Now, you might have tried some of these things. Quite often, doctors will tell you, go try it. If it hurts, don't do it. Or if it's causing problems for you, don't do it. See how much pain you can handle. See what you can do. Next thing you know, they're using it to have it all over in a nice, all over the place of you being all over the place doing all these different things that you've actually probably been following doctor's orders for. And now they leave us trying to piece it back together to prove that really This was done, was spread out over 10 weeks with 40, 50, 60 hours of surveillance at different times. And what about all the times when you were doing absolutely nothing?
Right, and they don't want to show that. So you better have attorneys that know how to ask for the entire surveillance file, their billing records, because when they're doing 40 or 50 hours, they edit it down to 2 or 3 minutes of the 2 or 3 minutes they want. You want to know what those other 40 to 50 hours show, because they didn't like them. They got those out. That film hit the cutting room floor, as the old saying goes. Then it didn't get into the edited version. And many times people don't ask for the entire thing. They just see the edited version and think they have to live with that. This is called discovery. This is called protecting you. This is called protecting your rights. You're listening to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. We've been doing the show for years. We are injury attorneys. We are here to educate you, to teach you, to try to give you a level playing field with the insurance company who most certainly is going to try to beat you. We got a break coming up. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900 or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollack. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollack. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason, we champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. We do the show for you to educate you. We are injury attorneys. Today we're talking about surveillance. Can they do that? Yes. Are there limits and parameters? Yes. Do you need to know what they are? Absolutely, you need to know what they are. You can call us anytime. So, Brad, let's kind of just, in wrapping this situation up, they can do surveillance. They're looking for something inconsistent, and you just need to be aware of these. You need to know what the rules are, and you need to understand at the very beginning, because a lot of people don't, that this is going to happen to you.
I don't think there's a case anymore where some form of surveillance isn't being done. It's going to be done. It's going to start probably at the very beginning when you first make your claim. It's going to continue all the way through the lawyers into trial and at trial. And don't be a bit surprised if they don't even surveil you while you're at trial, when you're going back and forth to court during the day or in evenings and during the day, or when you're having your lunch break at court.
Sounds kind of scary. Sounds kind of imposing. It can be. But if you know what to do, you can beat this. You know what to do. You can solve it. And you know how to handle it. But the point is, you have to know what to do. You have to know what the rules are. Call us anytime. Bell & Pollack, Injury Attorneys, the premier injury law firm in Colorado, 303-795-5900. And as you know, we are your champions of the people. You can find us at championsofthepeople.com. We'll see you next week.